I can feel it.
Then where the hell are they? I grumbled. Her shoulders straightened at my tone, and I stared back into the morning fire. Sorry, I said, and tossed another log onto the flames. You didn't deserve that. Autumn deserved a lot more than anything I could ever give her. I pulled the kettle off the rack and poured her a cup of hot water for her tea. With a tight-lipped smile, she reached for the mug and held it in her hands to warm them. My frown slid back into place, and I scrubbed my hands over my face, exhaling an anxious breath.
Promise me you'll keep them safe.
Words from another life echoed like a distant heartbeat, always present and everlasting. I couldn't fail them. I couldn't fail her.
You should go, Autumn whispered. You know you won't feel better until you do, and if anyone can track them, it's you.
I didn't deserve the patience in her voice. She nodded toward the cabin.
I readied your pack last night, just in case, she added,
and this time I met her gaze. I didn't deserve her kindness either. Despite the carefully constructed walls between us, it felt like she knew me better than I knew myself sometimes. Wrapping her shawl tighter around her shoulders, Autumn turned for the cabin, her mug clutched in one hand, and I rose to my feet. She was right. She was always right. I needed to find Finn and the hunting party, because after a lifetime of running, all I could ever do was worry. I met her at the door, as she stepped out again with my pack hanging at her side.
I put in some meat and bread for you, she said,
handing it to me, her muscles straining. With a nod of thanks, I slung the pack over my shoulder, then reached for my bow and quiver resting beside the door.
Your pack should have everything you need for tracking, and in case it rains, she added a bit uneasily.
Her eyes were fixed on my pack as she licked her lips.
You have water, and I even put some...
Autumn. Her name was nearly a whisper, as I willed her to meet my gaze. I wanted her to see what I couldn't bring myself to say. You deserve a whole man who can love you the way you should be loved. Finally, her green eyes that held too much hope and too much forgiveness shifted to mine. Thank you, I said instead. She blinked and dipped her chin with a steadying sigh.
You're welcome.
Despite the dozens of reasons why I could never give her what she wanted or deserved, she was always there, unbearably gracious and understanding. She cleared her throat.
You should go before the winds pick up again and compromises their trail more than it already is.
With a forced smile, she turned to the door.
Be safe.
Hey. I reached for her arm. Autumn's eyes shimmered in the overcast morning as her gaze trailed from my hand up to my face. I leaned in and pressed a kiss to her lips, offering her all that I could. Take care of everyone for me until I get back. Slowly, her eyes flitted open, and she inhaled a steadying breath.
Just bring my little brother back to me, Jake.
With a nod and a final glance at the village, I turned and headed into the forest, determined to find Finn. The pack grew heavier on my back as I weaved around the redwoods that towered over me, following the path of broken ferns toward fallen wood, where the trees were upturned and their roots were exposed and outreaching, like giant witch fingers in a foggy forest. It was a graveyard of giants, and provided ample places to hide, if Finn and the hunters had needed to do so. But a nagging voice told me that if they were still alive, I would know for certain. Beast would have returned home at least, or Claire would have sent a telepathic message, letting us know they would be gone longer. Then again, she would have warned us if something had gone wrong, too. I often wondered if I would regret establishing the descendant community here. In my